Program Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, on the line is Gary from Sussex. You know, what's amazing to me, Gary, is guys on the right and people on the right, you can see the things that are going on, the things that have been said, and the attacks and the assaults that happen oftentimes from people on the right. And this assault on educators has been going on for quite some time, and it didn't come from people on the left. Hang on, Gary. Let me go to the next call. Hang on. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Matt from Janesville.
Hey, Matt, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. What do you say?
Who, me?
Yes.
Thank you so much for the voice and blessings to let my voice be heard. I was calling about who owns Congress right now, the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah.
And we know that inflation is created in Washington. The trade unions don't create inflation.
So let me ask you. Have you listened to the conversation that we're having?
No.
Okay. So do me a favor. Do me a favor. Call after I'm done with this subject, and we'll have the conversation. Right now, I'm talking about educators. I'm talking about the fact that educators are disappearing from that career path because they've been constantly lambasted by Republicans. There's a shortage of education all over this nation right now, and people don't want to be become teachers anymore because of the assault from people on the right. So
well, I got a couple of my family members are teachers in Milton, the high school.
Okay.
And they've been teachers forever, you know, and I don't think they feel the same way you do.
Well, let me say this to you. It's not the same way I do. You know, here's an article. In the Hill, teachers are quitting in droves. Appreciate them before they all disappear. That's not from me. Okay? That's a national article about the fact that there are less and less teachers to choose from because they've been run away. They've been run out by people on the right who have vilified them. That's a fact. So do me a favor.
I don't know, but okay. I apologize.
So listen, call back after I'm done with this other caller, and we can have a conversation. So Gary, you know,
your article doesn't say anything about the right throwing people out.
Gary,
you have a right to
Gary, did you hear me say the right is throwing people out?
No, your article didn't say the right. It says you said the right. The article says
your
opinion, Earl.
Not my opinion. It's a fact. Because I've listened to, just like you listen to me, I've listened to conservative talk radio for over 50 years. I know what I've heard.
You have.
Okay, so I know what I've heard. And you know what? And I still listen to it today. So I know what I hear. And I know who's saying what. So I know where it's come from. You know,
Earl, you know,
go ahead.
Earl, we all have opinions, and I think you're a very smart person, and you're very passionate, and I'm so glad that you have your own show. And I listen to you all the time, even though I'm an old white guy from the suburbs. You teach me things, Earl, and I think you're a great guy, and I really appreciate you being on the radio. And you know what? I got to go back to work myself.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Earl.
You know,
bye.
You know, it is. Okay. Who do we have on next thing?
Matt's still on the line.
Okay, Matt. What is it you wanted to talk about?
You know, who controls Congress right now is the Democratic Party. And, you know, we know who the only people that are responsible for inflation are the people in Washington, D.C. You know, the American people don't create inflation. The sheiks over in Saudi Arabia don't create inflation. The war in Ukraine doesn't create inflation.
Has a whole lot to do with it.
Inflation is created by Washington. They're the only ones that can print money. They're the only ones that have out of control spending, where you know the confidence of the American people.
I got to stop you and correct you for a moment. Politicians don't print money. The Federal Reserve prints money, and the politicians don't have control over the Federal Reserve. Are you aware of that?
If that's the case,
that is the case.
A government agency operating outside of the American government. The American government has the power to print money.
No, they don't.
The American government has the power to print money.
Listen,
if they don't have the power to print money,
they don't.
They need to take the power back.
Okay, so listen. They don't have the power to print money, okay? The only people that have power to print money is the Federal Reserve, okay? So I think you need to figure that out first, you know, before you blame the Democrats for the interest rates. The inflation, there's a whole confluence of things that have created the inflationary position we are in now. I'm old enough to have remembered the last time we were at this point, probably before you were born. And so some of us have lived through it before. And we know that right now it is a global issue. And so it didn't matter whether Republicans or Democrats would have been in office. We are in a cycle that was going to occur. So, you know, it's easy to point the finger and say, hey, Democrats did it, but you would be in error. It's bigger than any party.
No, I don't agree with you at all.
I listen.
You know, they're in charge of the American government. The Democratic Party is in charge of the American government.
They are?
The American government only has the right to print money, and if they
I just told you.
Which is outside. You're telling me that the Federal Reserve is outside the American government?
Yes.
And doesn't operate under the American government?
Yes.
Then why is a foreign entity operating in the American government? That sounds like a foreign entity is operating in America.
Hey, I got to ask you a question, man. How old are you?
I'm 48.
Wow, man. I can't believe that at 48, you don't even know how that works, okay?
I do know how it works.
Okay, so know how it works, then you need to look up. You need to look up
for printing money.
No, if you're 48 and don't know that, you need to go. You know, they got a thing called the internet, and pretty new. So go or look up the Federal Reserve Act. Okay, that's what you really need to do. If you know what it is, then why are you trying to argue with me and say that our government has control over it? It does not.
They have control over the Federal Reserve. If they do not, the American government does not have control over the printing of its money. We need to really evaluate who's in charge and who's running the country.
That's what the Federal Reserve Act is.
Obviously.
Hey, man, I wish I had more time. Got to go to break. Hang on the phone lines. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Wow. Be right back.